This has been quite an eventful week for the Donald Trump presidential campaign. A few days ago, the campaign's top management was beefed up with additional personnel. Over the weekend, the GOP presidential candidate made a campaign stop in Fairfield, Connecticut. The stop baffled conventional wisdom because Connecticut is not considered a battleground state. WSHU's senior political reporter Ebong Udama was at Trump's campaign rally at Sacred Heart University last Saturday. He joins us now. Ebong, any idea why Trump made a campaign stop in Connecticut, considering a Republican has not carried the state in a presidential election since 1988?
Bill, we're still trying to figure that out. However, I'd like to start by making a correction to some of the earlier reporting we had that said Ronald Reagan had been the last Republican to campaign in Connecticut. Actually, George H.W. Bush stumped twice, first during his winning campaign in 1988, and then again in 1992 when he lost to Bill Clinton. Trump stumped in Connecticut, hoping he'd win. Here's what he had to say.
I love Connecticut. I've lived in Connecticut. I have so many friends in Connecticut. How did you lose General Electric? How did you lose General Electric? Bad governor. You got a bad governor. Any governor that would lose General Electric hasn't done his job, let me tell you.
Wow. It seems Trump is going after Connecticut's Democratic Governor Daniel Malloy pretty hard. Do you think that's because Malloy's approval rating with Connecticut voters is so low?
Yes, that's something Trump seemed to hone in on. At times, his attack seemed quite personal. Here's some more of what he had to say.
You've got to vote for Trump just as a signal to your incompetent governor that you're not going to take it anymore, okay? You got to vote. You know, he changes his name. I thought it was Daniel, then I thought it was Dan, then it's Daniel. Daniel? I never heard of Daniel, right? Where is he now? You're good at this stuff. Where is he now? Daniel? It's Daniel Malloy. That's right. Well, he wants to be saved. He wants to have his career saved. You got to do it. You know what you do? Do it as a protest vote against your governor for losing General Electric.
Yes, that's Donald Trump accusing Malloy, who's chair of the National Democratic Governors Association and a surrogate of Hillary Clinton, of looking for a job in Washington as a way of getting out of his troubles in Connecticut.
He's in Washington trying to get a job, but he won't be able to because I would never hire him. So why is he wasting his time?
Uh-huh. So what's been Malloy's response to Trump?
Well, here's what Malloy had to say.
Donald Trump is an out-and-out fraud. Let's start with the fact that he won't release his tax returns. He's running for the highest office in the land. He said he would release his tax returns. He acknowledged that that was necessary to run for president, and he won't. Probably, because the only person who's ever made money with Donald Trump after all of his bankruptcies is Donald Trump. He's a fraud. That's what he is. He's also a clown. That's what he is.
Okay. What about Trump's accusation that Malloy has mishandled the state's economy and failed to prevent GE from moving its headquarters from Fairfield to Boston?
Well, Malloy says Massachusetts gave GE $162 million in incentives to get the company to move its headquarters. He says he wasn't prepared to do that.
If I had spent $162 million to get 200 jobs, the howling would not have stopped these many months later. That's just the reality. And let me just also point out to you that GE had over twice as many employees in Massachusetts than they did in Connecticut when they made that decision. And by the way, let me point one other thing out. There are more GE employees in Connecticut today than there were this time last year.
Interesting. Did Trump spend any time going after Hillary Clinton?
He did. That's apart from calling her Crooked Hillary. Trump did mention that Clinton had promised when she was a U.S. senator to create 200,000 jobs in upstate New York. But Trump quickly skipped over that and talked about himself. Here's what he said.
As Senator Clinton promised 200,000 jobs. Now, here's in the New York Post very recently by a great writer, Steve Quazzo, how Donald Trump helped save New York City. Huh? Long before Donald Trump stamped his name in gold on buildings around the world, posted snarky midnight tweets, that's true, and joined the race for the White House, he was New York's most important and bravest real estate developer. I did a good job.
Interesting. So back to Connecticut, considering that Trump is behind in the polls in most of the so-called battleground states, does he really stand a chance to win Connecticut?
Well, that's a question I put to former Connecticut GOP chair Chris Healy when I met him at the rally. Here's what he said.
We're very excited about his chances here in Connecticut, and that's why he's here. I mean, campaigns just don't show up out of charity. They show up when they think they can win. And we may have only 7 electoral votes, but this is going to be a close election. And we're going to do everything we can here in Connecticut, not only to win for Trump, but for the rest of the town ballot ticket, because Republicans here in Connecticut are showing people that we know what to do to get Connecticut working again.
Well, you know, Bill, there are no independent polls that bear that out. But I guess Republicans feel that Malloy's low approval numbers might be the key to winning Connecticut in November. But Trump's current poll numbers just don't seem to help.
Thank you, Ebong.
Thank you, Bill.